Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on RB English Radio. And it's obvious from the topic that we are in the holy month of Ramadan. And so this is what we're talking about. So what does all of fasting mean? So fasting, of course, isn't just refraining, abstaining from food and drink. Fasting encompasses so much more. So Imam Ja'far al-Sadr, for example, has advised that when fasting, restrain your ears, your eyes, hair, skin, and all bodily members from unlawful things, and even those which are undesirable. So obviously there's a lot in there, and for sure, many of us don't even consider some of these things. So what does that even mean? So I'll start maybe with the easier aspect. So when Imam Ja'far al-Sadr says that refrain from even those things which are undesirable, that means that, you know, maybe often sometimes we do things that, you know, we know that it's not haram, but maybe it's not recommended either. So maybe this is something we can do, just place extra emphasis on avoiding even things that are simply undesirable, so that everything we do is recommended, is the best, and is recommended, and so in a sense, and we don't leave out anything that is good and that we should be doing. So in a sense, that maybe that's a bit more simple, I don't know, but then when we get down to what does that mean? Restrain our ears, our eyes. So ears, I could give an example. Let's say if you have, for example, non-Muslim family members, non-Muslim friends, and maybe you hang out together, you're just driving with them, or you're maybe at their house and you hear there's some horrible music. I'm not going to specify, but there's music that really isn't good for the heart because of the words, the language in it. Maybe that means, maybe we need to actually physically remove ourselves or just ask our friends to just please turn that off. I really don't want to put myself through that during Ramadan. Welcome back. This is A to Z on RB English Radio. And so I'm talking about what fasting is. And obviously, Imam Ja'far al-Sadr gave us a good idea that every single part of the body should be restraining from particular things. And so I gave an example. What does it mean that our ears should be restraining? And I gave an idea of, you know, let's say haram music, you know, really nasty music maybe. Eyes is maybe that's a bit easier for people to sort of envisage what that means. You know, because generally we're meant to lower our gaze anyway and, you know, look away. But maybe during the month of Ramadan, there's two different aspects that we can maybe think about in particular. Obviously, during the month of Ramadan, we shouldn't be wasting too much time, and we should be more engaged in getting closer to Allah and spending more time reading the Quran. So, you know, maybe we can reduce some of our scrolling on social media. Look, I know that some people do take literally a break from all social media for that month. And, you know, maybe even if you're not taking a total break, maybe it's something you can be more aware of. Because sadly, on social media platforms, there are images, there are things that come up that, you know, we would call haram. So maybe if you're scrolling less, you actually avert your gaze and you're restraining from that at the least, or just to make sure that you remove your gaze immediately. And then so what does it mean? We're also supposed to restrain our hair and our skin from haram things. Well, you know, maybe we need to think more carefully about what is it we're even putting on our hair and our skin. What are we exposing hair and skin to? You know, maybe this is something you can think about. Maybe this is worth reflecting on. Do we need to be so engaged in putting stuff even on our hair and our skin during the month of Ramadan? I don't know, but I'll leave some of that interpretation up to you. But just think about, what does it mean to protect all the parts of our body during Ramadan? So inshallah, you've gained some new points, new things to reflect upon from today. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z on RB English Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.